1 Peter chapter 1. If you have your Bible, we'll begin reading at verse 17. The Bible says, "And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, amen, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last days for you." Think about that. Manifest in these last days. I told you you're special for you. Amen. Said, "Who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, an unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." I want to preach this morning for just a few moments, if God will be my help, on this thought, some changes to be made. Amen? Some changes to be made. As we look at this word and we see God, Peter's speaking about the Lord, and he's edifying the people, he's lifting us up. I thank God for good godly edification, don't you? I thank God for taking and showing us where we were, but praise God where He can take us to. I thank God for the way that He ministers to our hearts, amen. When things seem to be too difficult to handle, praise the Lord, God says, "I'll take charge of it." I thank God for the way that when the world begins to seem dark around us, that God Almighty will shine the light, amen, so that we can see Him and His presence is real in our hearts and our minds. But if we can begin to realize this morning that there is some changes that need to be made, hey, some changes in every one of our lives, praise God, that will be beneficial for us and bring glory to Him. Amen? And that ought to be our goal today, praise God, to let God change us and to make us in the likeness and the image of His very self. Amen? And when we desire in our heart and we long in our heart and we settle in our heart, that we're going to let God be our Lord and our Savior, and we're going to let Him minister to us, praise God, without reservation, amen, and just say, "Lord God, here am I." Amen. It makes a difference, and God begins to make those changes in us, praise God, for His glory. And we see Peter here, and he's speaking to the people. And he says, "For as much as you know, we were not redeemed with corruptible things." Amen. He says, "as silver and gold from your vain conversation." Amen. He said they was a conduct there that we had, amen, as we're sojourning through here. But he said that's not the conduct that we have now, because we've come to a place, praise God, that we've made a change. Amen. He said that we're going along the way that we've always went, but praise God, we come to a knowledge of something here, the foreknowledge of God, the knowledge of the Lord, praise God, the gift that He has to give to it, we recognize, amen, and our conduct changes. I've been teaching the young people in our teenagers down in the Sunday school about the conduct we have, the attitude that we have, and how we presume, along our way, amen, and with the help of the Lord. That we don't belong to us no more, we belong to God. And He begins to help us, amen, to make those changes that we need to be made, Amen. It's an ongoing process. This process of sanctification, it's continuous. It don't stop. It don't have, amen, it has a beginning, but it don't have no ending. Amen. The Lord, it's like Jeremiah said, the Lord's got us on that potter's wheel. Amen. And He's molding us and making us every day. All those little imperfections, praise God, that we have that rise up in us, amen, like an old sore, Praise God, God Almighty will take them tender, loving hands of a holy God and He'll work them out. Amen. I mean, He'll get rid of those for us. Why? Because there's some changes that have to be made. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we know that this don't come about through silver and gold. He said, you can't buy this. Amen. You can't get this down at the store. Amen. But you can get it at the storehouse of God. He has it in abundance, praise God, that He can pour out upon you. And when God starts pouring out on you, praise God, and you start receiving it, praise God, there's something starts happening. I mean, there's changes that'll be made, praise God, and you'll get to can't help it. Amen. You get to where you can't help making those changes, praise God, because it just feels so good. Amen. I won't say it feels good when you do right. It feels good, praise God, when you don't have those burdens, where your conscience don't bother you, praise God, when you can pillow your head, amen, and know that things are right between you and God. Amen. That's when some changes are made in our life, it makes all the difference. And Peter's saying that when these changes made, it's not by silver and gold, it's not by tradition, it's not by those conversations, that manner of living, praise God, but it's by the precious Lamb of God, through the precious Word of God, through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but with the precious blood, amen, of Christ, as of a Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times. Now watch this. I told you you're special. Was manifest in these last times for you. Amen. Jesus Christ was manifest. Praise God. He lived in the flesh. He breathed and walked in the flesh. Praise God. He was manifest for you. Amen. So that you might see Him. Praise God. You that were dead could see Him and live. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? You say, well, Jesus done that for me. Jesus done that for you. And he goes on in verse 21, says, who by Him do believe in God that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So we see what's taking place here. What's happening here, He makes it possible for souls to be born again. He makes it possible for families, praise God, to be born into the family of God. Amen. Now, I want you to get that. Let me rewind and say that again. He made it possible for families to be born into the family of God. So what He's saying is you don't ever have to quit being a family, praise God, that you can be a family here and you can be a family there. But the thing is, when we get to the family there, praise God, it just gets to be bigger than we are. Amen. We get to be part of something that's so big. Praise God. It's so big. We can't comprehend. You know what's wrong with you? You know why we don't get saved and get in and begin to serve God, worship God, and live for the Lord? Because we can't actually comprehend how good God is. Amen. We can't comprehend in our little old finite mind how infinite He is. He's big. He's great. There is a God. And He's real. Amen. He's alive and well, praise God. But we can't comprehend it. Our mind don't go there. But He said that we have hope in Him. That God brought the Lord Jesus Christ up and He glorified Him. Set Him on the right hand of the Father to be intercessor for us, by the way. So we can get that help that we need. Now help is from the Lord. And we get that through faith. Amen. And because of faith, we have hope. Praise God. And that makes us not ashamed, praise God. Because it's real. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Praise God, He brought it down to where I was. So that I could get in. So that my family could get in. So I could be part of His family. Amen. Listen this morning. If we miss that, we miss it all. Amen. What He's trying to do, praise God, is literally bring families together. Amen. Praise God. Bring families together, praise the Lord, in holiness, in righteousness, in peace, in harmony, in joy, in the Lord. Amen. Hey, it don't get no better than that. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I just wish you could just get a little sampling of what I felt here Wednesday night. Amen. Brother Robert come up here and he said, preacher, I need to be saved. Got down and prayed. We got up. Praise God. I couldn't love Him enough. Amen. Praise God. He's almost like, he's a little baby. I'd like to, my little old granddaughter. I like to love her, pick her up, love her up, hug her, squeeze her. That's what I want to do to Him.
Amen.
Praise, why? Because He's loving my heart, praise God. Because He become one of my brothers in Christ.
Amen.
Praise God, He become part of my family.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're missing the big picture. Praise God. Every time we get one in, glory be to God. Every time Jesus saves one by His marvelous grace, glory be to God. Praise God. We get a new brother or sister.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're sitting in Sunday school. I'll tell this on Malachi, where he went to. Tell us on Malachi, we was talking about siblings. He said, didn't know nothing about that, didn't have none. Amen. I asked anybody knew what a sibling was. Amen. Of course, Andrew raised it. I love Andrew. He's in the class. He raises his hand every question. Praise God. Amen. He'll answer. He'll answer up. You say, well, listen. Praise God. He got the answer. He knows. But Malachi said, I don't know. He said, I ain't got none. Amen. But he knew what sibling was. That's a brother or sister. Praise God. I want to say glory be to God. We ought to be excited every time we get a new brother or sister in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. They're not the competition, praise God. They're on our side.
Amen.
Amen. You hear what I said? They're not the competition. They're on our side. I think sometimes we get this, where somebody gets saved, birthed in the family of God, and we think they're competition against us. But they're not, praise God. They're on our side, glory be God. They're in there to help us to pull the load.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what happened. He said, through faith, praise God, we have hope. Amen. And when the burden gets heavy, praise God, we got brothers and sisters that'll yoke up and pull with us.
Amen.
Some things that need to be changed, praise God, is our attitude. We need to be have an attitude of gratitude, praise God, to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. To lift up, glory be to God, because someday we may need to be the one lifted up. Amen. Glory be to God. But we see this. You say, well, Pastor, how do we begin to make those changes? Say, we got some changes that need to be made. I'm glad you ask. Look at verse 22. He said, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Amen. He said, we start by purifying our souls. That's cleaning out the junk down in our heart.
Amen.
Getting it out of the way. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning, those that come in for preaching, this morning before Sunday school, amen, instead of coming and singing and having prayer, praise God, I started this Sunday. We're just going to come up and have an altar of prayer. We're going to put everything out. We're going to push it out the door. We're going to get ready. We're going to chunk it. Praise God, we're going to have a word of prayer on Sunday morning, and then we're going to come to choir so that we can praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about getting the junk, getting rid of the junk. I don't want no junk in the house of God. I want the worship to be real. I want my heart to be tender.
Amen.
If an old sinner comes in, I want to have a heart of compassion. Tell them that I love them, praise God. There's nothing between me and there's nothing between me and God or me and them, praise God, that'll hinder that love. Praise God. Hey, some changes need to be made. Praise God. Starts then here. And then it runs over. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. There's so much in this, you couldn't preach it out in a month. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, seeing that you purify your souls in obeying the truth. That's the Word of God. Just listen to what God says and doing it.
Amen.
You know, a preacher, it's so hard. It ain't if we just do it. Amen. In other words, we mortify the deeds of the flesh. Said we beat the flesh down, praise God, and we feed that spiritual man. Glory be to God. And he overcomes, praise God, the flesh, and he does what God wants him to do.
Amen.
I think there's some folks here, Brother Rex, that's starting to get this. Amen. We've quit feeding that old fleshly man. Amen. So much of the world, and we started giving that man, that spiritual man, more to things of God, and he's starting to overcome, praise God. That inner man's starting to win. It's starting to come out on us.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, get beside ourselves. Praise the Lord, realizing God is good. He said, obeying the truth through the Spirit, that's the Word of God. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit that's in us. He said, it's unto unfeigned love. That's that true love. Amen. It's that true. I'm working on a message. May do it next Sunday or Sunday week. I don't know. But depending on how much God gives it to me, how much I get finished with it, and if it's His will. But I'm trying a message on what love is. Amen. On true love. Praise God. We're getting ready to go into February, the month of love, when we celebrate Valentine's Day. Amen. And we show our loved ones, praise God, how much we love them. And it's not, hey, listen, let me say, it's not a box of candy and it's not a flower. Amen. If you take a box of candy and a flower and you do it with the wrong attitude, amen, you're just defeating the purpose. I tell you what, that loved one, you had to, rather you go in, grab them around the neck, and, amen, love them up, kiss them, praise God, tell them how much you love them, a whole lot more than a box of candy or a flower. I mean, if you do it from the sincerity of your heart. See, this thing's a heart issue. Amen. But he said this faith that we have, it's unfeigned love, that love that's not made up. It's real. See, I don't know about you. Hey, I love each and every one of you. I told a brother the other night, we was talking, when I first took his church, I loved this church. And I love each and every one of you. But I told him, I said, I don't understand it, because there's some pastors that go to churches and they pastor for a year or 2 years, praise God, and then they hit the road. I'll tell you what. Hey, praise God, I'm just now getting to where, God, where I really know how to love you. I've got now where I, glory be to God, I really just getting where I know how to appreciate you. Amen. I'm just now getting, praise God, so I can love you like I ought to. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about it's thrilling my soul. Because I love each and every one. There's not a cull in the bunch. Praise God. You're all children of God. You're my brothers and sisters. Praise God. And I will do everything in the fiber of my being every time I stand to help you, praise God, in your journey. To make it easier, simpler, more productive. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it's unfeigned love that we have. He said, it's not a counterfeit love. I'm afraid a whole lot of love that we show is counterfeit. Amen. We can say, but I love you. And then when he turns his back and goes,
Help us, Lord.
Amen. But praise God, when that true love, praise God, we'll love them to their face and we'll love them to their back. Amen. Praise God, it's real. We'll love them when they're up and we'll love them when they're down. Amen. When some things are changed, praise God, in us, it changes who we are. It changes how we love. Amen. And we love for God's glory. Amen. You young people, you know how to have a love affair? Amen. Start loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Amen. Just seek to get all it. You know, when we start to, I know why the Lord's having us go this way. It's all right. But when we start to date and we start looking for that significant other. Amen. If we ain't careful, we start to look for that significant other. But praise God, I want to say there's a good God of glory that has our best interest in heart. He knows exactly, absolutely, positively what's the right fit for us. And He'll put that person in our life, praise God, that'll help us and encourage us and lift us up. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't have somebody like that when you start dating, praise God, you better run. Amen. But let me say this. If it's a person that's doing the things outside of the will of God, you better run too. Amen. Because they'll suck you into that like a vacuum. And you'll be caught. And they won't cut it off and let you go. They'll just keep sucking you in. Amen. Kind of like a tennis ball in a vacuum clear. Praise God. It can't go. But praise God, it'll just keep holding on to it. Praise Lord. What you got to do? You got to cut that thing off. That's what you got to do. Praise God. When bad influences come into your life, praise God, you just got to cut them off. Amen. Praise God and get to that place where there's positive influence. That'll help you, encourage you, praise God. That'll truly love you. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. How do you know they truly love you? Because they love God with all their heart. Amen. 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 Brother Andrew, it's because they love this blessed old book.
Yes, sir.
This blessed old book, it's real, it's true, praise God. And they believe every word.
Amen.
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 Praise God, that's somebody that you can spend your life with. Amen. That's somebody that builds upon that precious word of truth. That's when they love you, praise God, it'll be unfeigned love. It won't be counterfeit. Praise God, you'll get the real thing. You say, preacher, what is the real thing? What is this real love? Real love, praise God, is that won't desert you when you get in trouble. It's that that won't drink. It's that that'll sign up, praise God, for sickness and health, for richer or for poor, praise God, and they'll stay with you in the Lord. Amen. That's that unfeigned love, praise God, that we have. It's not an artificial something. Praise God, it'll help you to love the brethren, praise God. Make you love one another. Remember that song, make you love one another, praise God. It'll make you love. You'll get to where you can't help but just love each other. Amen. Praise God. It blessed my heart. Miss G was up there playing this word. We was taking up the offering. Praise God. Everybody went around. People still going around. Fellowship and shaking hands. Praise God. Fellowship and loving on one another. Amen. See, if we could ever get in the mindset of those people in the upper room. See, they come in one mind and one accord. Amen. Why? Why did they come like that? Because I know what you said, preacher. I know why. Because they seen Jesus, praise God, and they seen Him go up in the glory on the Mount of Olives. Yeah. Amen. And the angel said He's coming again just like He said He would. Yeah. God said, go over there and wait for the promise. That's why they did it. Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know if it matter what we promised Baptist.
Yeah.
We get in our Baptist ways, and no matter what we promise you, we still can't get along. Strife and contention, that's why some things got to change. Amen. Something has to change, and it has to start with me. Amen. See, I'd like to see everybody else change. But praise God, I can't make everybody else change. Amen. I can't be there. I can't watch you every second of the day. But God can. Amen. But I tell you what I can do. Amen. Through unfeigned love. It's not artificial, praise God. I can try to get myself where self needs to be. I can try to get myself in a position where I love the Lord Jesus Christ supremely. Where the Lord is so real in my life, praise God, that I can't get enough. Amen. That I can't get enough. Say something that's planted so deep in my heart that I have a desire for, praise God, for everybody else to have what I've got. Amen. It's so real. Praise God. It's so exciting. It's so encouraging. Praise the Lord that you just want to pass it out everywhere. You throw it out, praise God, by the bucketful, and you hope it lands on somebody. Amen. Because that's what when change takes place in you, glory be to God, you want to be more like Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Walking in peace. Bible says you have a friend, you must show yourself friendly. Amen. Hey, when you get a friend in Jesus, you've got a friend indeed. Praise God. And when we learn to walk with our friend, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Then we can be a friend to others. Bible says Jesus had compassion on them. He loved them, praise God. Bible tells us just a minute ago, Peter said, without respect of persons. He said, don't matter who you are. It don't matter if you're skinny. Don't matter if you're fat. Don't matter if you got hair, you don't have hair. Don't matter, praise God, where you live or where you don't live. Amen. Praise God, he said he loved them, praise God, because they were somebody, praise God, somebody he wanted to go somewhere. I want to say glory be to God this morning. You, every one of us is somebody that He wants to go somewhere. Amen. Amen. He wants to go somewhere so great, praise God, that He went to prepare a place for us so that we could go somewhere. So that we could be with Him. Amen. He said, I want to gather you in, praise God, into my place. So I want you to come to where I am, praise God, so we can rejoice together throughout the ages. Can you imagine? I ain't nowhere near I started out to preach, but I'm just minding the Lord. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine this morning, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is so excited for me and you. He's prepared. Can you imagine? It's like a bride. And like we're the bride and He's the husband. And He's gone to make us a place. Amen. I'm talking about unfeigned love. I'm talking about real Holy Ghost love. Amen. So He's up there, He's making a place, He's decorating it up, praise God, He's getting it right, and He's fixing us, preparing us for the place. Amen. 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 Glory be to God, and it's just so spectacular. Can you imagine? Maybe a little every day, glory be to God. Well, they don't have no day up there, it's all one day. a little along, he just eases over, does a little bit more. Say, glory be to God. Look at my people. Praise God. Look at my family. Amen. Praise God. It's just about homecoming time. I better do a little bit more today.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And in the mind of God, he thinks, well, what could I do for old brother Chris today? What could I do, praise God, to make it just a little bit better for him? Amen. To prepare it for him. Shines up this. He polishes up that. Glory be to God, making it so nice, so pretty, so exciting. Our mind, when we get there, our mind will be blown. We'll have to have that glorified body to stand it, because it'll be so real. Amen. Praise God when we pull up into those shores of glory. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about unfeigned love. I'm talking about unfeigned love. I'm talking about how he changed, how he changed, praise God. He changed from being a man to being God, to being God, praise God. Unfeigned love caused that. Unfeigned love brought him to earth. Unfeigned love hung him on the cross. Unfeigned love, praise God, got him up from that grave. Real thing. Had the real thing. He wants us to have the real thing. Amen. He wants us to come together, one mind and one accord. Praise God. He wants us to come together, glory be to God, for his glory. And he says, why are you doing it? So I'm just preparing some things. And he says, I'm changing some things, praise God. Making things look better all the time. I don't know about you, things is looking better all the time. Amen, praise God. You say, well, preacher, we're living in a dismal time. Amen, praise God. That's why it looks so much better. Amen, through the precious word of truth, he said there'd be perilous times come upon us. But praise, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Said, you believe in God? Jesus said, just believe also in me. Amen. Said, put your faith and trust in the love that I have for you. Pray God, and I'll bring you out of it with a shout. Amen. Amen. I'll deliver you, praise God, over into glory in a little while. Praise God. Listen, youngins, let's take our mind off everything here. Let's forget about everything that's around us, praise God, and let's just take a time out every now and then just to shout and praise His holy name. Amen. Giving Him the glory for just being God on high, high and lifted up. Amen. To a lofty place, a place in our hearts and a place in our minds where He is God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Where He's so real, praise God, we can't help it. A place where He loved us so much. Amen. Before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Amen. When He knew we'd be old sinners in need of a Savior. And the Father said, who'll go? He knew who would go.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
Brother Andrew, God knew who would go.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because the Father knowed the heart of the Son.
Yeah,
amen. And before He ever come out of the mind of God, Jesus said, Father, I'll go.
Yeah,
amen. He said, Father, I'll go. Amen. Praise God. What's that? That's that unfeigned love. Well, I tell you what, I thank God for that unfeigned love. That love that's done without respect of persons, but it's done just because that's who He is. Amen. And God the Son said, Father, I'll go. Praise God. He said, I'll be that price paid for sin. We can't pay it. He said, you can't buy it with silver and gold and such things. He said, but it was the precious blood of Jesus Christ that paid for our sins. Amen. Praise God. He hung on that cross and He said, it's finished. Praise God. Amen. He says, finished. And over there where our names was written, praise God, and in sin and sinfulness and vileness and wickedness, praise God, Jesus took that stamp of His blood and stamped it, paid in full. That debt was canceled out.
Amen,
amen. Glory be to God who all that'll come and sign their name. Amen. Allow Him to sign their name. Precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. It's on that document. Praise God. Said paid in full. Amen. That's that unfeigned love. See, that's some things in us have to be changed where we can accept that unfeigned love. Amen. Because if we accept that unfeigned love, that real love, praise God, that Jesus has for it, praise God, it'll help us to love one another.
Amen.
Amen. It'll help us to come together, to be a help and encouragement, praise God, to exhort and lift up.
Amen.
Well, we ought to pray, God, please help me to have a right attitude.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. to lift up the name of Jesus, to trust in faith, praise God, believing He'll help me to be changed.
Amen.
Amen. It's all in the hands of God Almighty. Amen. Some things need to be changed. Praise God. And it's up to us, praise God, to let God change us. It's up to us to let God move in our heart, praise God, through the unfeigned love. It's real. And it comes down to where we're at and it touches our hearts. Why are we so reluctant to let God touch our hearts? I was visiting yesterday, and a lot of times you go visit people, and you know, you go, and sometimes you think, well, Lord, you know, you go before me, but please just touch a heart. And one of the places we went yesterday, we went time after time after time, and it was just a coldness, a resistance. Hey, man, you know, like, you know, I'm really not a sinner. I got to go to a place yesterday and talk to this man and his wife, and he broke down in tears, started running down his face. He said, "Preacher," said, "I know now." Said, "I it was a time I didn't think it what we were doing was wrong."
Yeah.
But tears started running down his face. He said, "Now I realize that we were wrong." And I said, "Well, brother, how do you know?" He said, "Because now that we're doing right, it just feels so good."
Amen.
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 He said, "It just feels." I mean, tears run down his face. They weren't tears of sadness. They was tears of joy.
Amen.
He said, "Because we'd been doing wrong, and now we're doing right."
Amen.
Praise God. And boy, I tell you, I went out of there stepping about that high. The glory be to God. We're so close. We're so close. Amen. He said, "Well," said, "Hey." He said, "Hey, preachers, I appreciate you." He said, "You'll be seeing us."
Amen.
"You'll be seeing." I said, "Glory." Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't want them to see me, but boy, I hope they can see Jesus.
Amen.
Why, that's that unfeigned love, praise God. God done that in their heart. He showed the one that's wrong how wrong they were. And He showed them when they were right how right they are.
Amen.
I want to say God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Right is right. Right is right. And wrong is wrong. Just as sure as I got a right arm and a left arm. If God says it's right, it's right. If He says it's wrong, it's wrong. And you can take that to the bank. Amen. Why? You know why? You know why it said all that? Because we need to, there's some things that need to be changed. There's some things that need to be changed in our lives that'll help us, encourage us, and take us to a different place and do it for the glory of God in these last days we live. God's wanting to help us. God's wanting to change us. He's wanting to modify us. He's wanting to modify our behavior. He's wanting to help us to do what's right. But we've got to help Him. We've got to want to do right. You say, "Well, preacher, how do we do that?" Paul said in Romans 1, he said, we've got to present ourselves a living sacrifice. Just sacrifice ourselves for the Lord. You say, "Preacher, we need to kill ourselves on the altar." No. We just need to present ourselves to the Lord. And say, "Lord God, I come just as humbly as I know how. Here I am." Amen. "Here, Lord, here I am." Brother Charles, the night you got saved, what did you have to do? Amen. You just had to come forward and say, "Lord, here I am." Amen. "Lord, here I am. I'm just an old sinner, God. I don't know how to do nothing. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to live. I don't know how to act. I don't know how to react. Don't know what's good. Don't know what's bad. Praise God. But Lord, I need you to help me." And he got down there and he prayed. I'll never forget it. Brother McCurry was preaching. He had no wind-up alarm clock. And he set that thing and set it down there. He didn't even look at it. Didn't know what time. Didn't know how long it was going to be before it rung. He preached a message that night. Amen. He gave an altar call. Everybody come. Brother Charles come out of there. And he bowed down right, I believe right over here, wasn't it? No, right over here. He knows where he got, where he bowed. Amen. He'll never forget that. And the nose on the other side, preacher. Amen. He bowed down right here in old-fashioned altar. And he said, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved." Amen. Praise God. In that unfeigned love of God, come down to where he's at. And he said, he wrapped in big old arms around him and said, "Charles, I love you." Amen. "Thank you for coming to me. Let me help you." And he had no more than said that. Praise God. What happened, Brother Charles? The clock went off. Amen. Time had run out. Amen. But praise God, he got in right under the bell. But I say this morning, praise God, unfeigned love of God, it's there for you. Some things need to be changed in your life. Come ask him today, because we don't know how much time we have. Amen. So we need to come today. But I appreciate Brother King coming Wednesday night and saying, Lord, I need to be saved. Amen. Praise God, because time's running out. Time's running out. The clock's a ticking. Praise God. But that unfeigned love, that real love of God, that, praise God, that precious hope that we have, He said it is in God Almighty. Amen. And I say it because God owns it all. God's in charge of everything you see, everything you hear, everything you do. Praise God. God is in the midst. And when we come, praise God, with unfeigned love, amen, what happens? Some things will be changed. When we come before that unfeigned love of God, some things will be changed in our life. I want to ask you this morning. I ain't even got to the message yet. Amen. I ain't even got down to the text where I was going to preach, but that's all right. I want to ask you this morning, if God's touching your heart in any way, form, or fashion, amen, I want to give you an opportunity this morning to come to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I'm sorry because I didn't recognize how much You love me. It's not a put-on love. It's not a fake love. But God, Lord Jesus, the love that You showed for me, the love that You showed for me, it's so real. And God, I want to come this morning, I want to participate in that love. I want to participate. I want to reciprocate that love, God. I want it to be who I am. Praise God, because some things need to be changed in my life.